it's a little bit of a back to work for the legislature here in Connecticut. A special session begins today. I believe it's in the Senate today and the House tomorrow, but I need to get some clarity from House Speaker Matt Ritter joining us here on Brian and Company. Thanks for taking some time out, sir. We appreciate it. How are you?
Good, Brian. Good morning. My pleasure. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. Now, is this sort of, you know, I was trying to read into it yesterday, too, and is this sort of mop-up duty for some things we didn't get to, or is there something really important, in your opinion, that people listening should know about?
Yeah, I mean, there's four or five things that I think are timely, right, where there are deadlines that need to be met. The most pressing is the car tax issue, right? So if you are in a high mill rate town like Hartford or Waterbury or New Britain or Hamden, right now, if you're a plumber, an electrician, and you own that vehicle as part of your business, you are taxed at the mill rate of 32, which is the statewide cap on how high a car tax rate can be. If we don't change this by July 1, you will be taxed at the regular mill rate of your town, which in Hartford is 67. In Hamden, it's in the 50s. I had one business owner in Hartford tell me his tax bill would go up $250,000 and he would leave immediately. So that's how serious it is. We passed this in the House 151-0, but it was amended in the state Senate on the last night, forcing us to come into special session. That's the big bill we have to do. Yep.
Got it. And, you know, this Aquarian thing, so Eversource is going to offload it, mm-hmm. and there's some vote on whether some local water company can buy it. I don't really understand this, and I don't know if you do either, but can you explain what that is?
Yeah, I mean, I know this is the only change that's being allowed is they're being allowed to bid on it. This does not guarantee that they will be the successful purchaser of the company, but right now, under their charter, they are limited to assets within a certain geographical region. There are parts of this water system that are outside of that. So they said, look, we think we can do the work, but we're precluded from bidding. All we're asking for is the right to bid. So I don't know who will win the bid. The legislature will have no involvement in that. But that's what this legislation allows. It allows them to go outside of their service area.
And so that you expect that to pass and let them do that, correct?
I do. I mean, you know, to me, if it means more competition, I think it seems like a fine thing in my mind. Again, I don't know who will win it, but ultimately it just lets more people bid.
And did people, you know, was there a scramble or any effort done? I mean, this loophole or what have you that doesn't allow Aaron Pelletier's wife to receive his pension benefits. I mean, was there any effort to try to get this addressed here, or there's not necessarily a rush because she's taken care of in the near term?
Yeah, I mean, there is a rush, but unfortunately, when the story broke and we sort of all became aware of it, the special session had already been called by the governor. And I know people hate to hear these kind of excuses, but we actually have a very cumbersome process by which we go into special session. And it's really got to be a call by the governor, and he had already done it. We've asked him to look at internally. It sounds like they think we need a law change, but I can assure you we will make that law change. We hopefully can make it retroactive. I agree there's probably not a short-term need. There's a lot of funds available in the short term, but long-term it is going to be needed, and we are going to fix that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anyone who would disagree with making sure that that happens. We're talking with House Speaker Matt Ritter here on Brian and Company here on WTIC. You know, I was curious. It was really fascinating, the whole Dan Hurley flirtation with the Lakers and the response. We talked to you a little bit like the morning after the news broke. And then, you know, obviously all the TV stations talked to you on camera. You had your UConn shirt on, which was great. And but then sort of he decided to stay, and his contract is quieted. We were sort of promised that he'd be, you know, and I you know all the data points. Bill Self's the highest paid coach in the country, and John Calipari's the second highest, and people said it'd be right in that neighborhood. But then you haven't heard anything. And, you know, we touched on this a little bit when we talked last time, but I'm just curious, like, how does it work? Can David Benedict, can he just make the call? Does he have to get approval from the governor? I mean, if you're going to take somebody who makes $5 million and give them 8 or 9, that's millions of dollars more that's being spent. I mean, what's the order of operations with how that works? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, there's no reason to call the governor or the legislative leaders about this. At the end of the day, UConn has a budget. We appropriate it, and it's part of the mix. It's probably something you have to talk to the Board of Trustees about, right, for which the governor controls the board with his appointments, and he appoints the chair, right? So there's a lot of influence there. But there is nobody who does not want or who disapproves of Coach Hurley being the highest paid or one of the highest paid coaches in the country. And I suspect you'll see the deal announced soon. I think it's more than just his salary. I think in my conversations with UConn over that very stressful five-day period, there was an importance put on the renovation of the XL Center, the renovation of Gamble Pavilion. Both of those things will be done. The money has been committed by the legislature and the governor. There was talk about what the assistants get and how are we going to keep up with, you know, revenue sharing that's coming down the pike. And I think we don't appropriate money to athletics directly, but we give UConn their block grant. And I think what UConn Athletics is saying is we're going to have to spend some money to keep up with this program. Don't punish us for that. And don't punish academics either, right? If we need a little more money in our block grant to account for that, please be there. And we will be there for them as we were last year.
Yeah, it was such a great, I mean, I have to tell you, I mean, I think Hurley's the one of the, I think he is the best coach. And I just think it was just great that he stayed. I you know, we get second rate status from a lot of different places in this country for better or for worse. And I just thought it was just a great statement, you know, whatever the reasons, I just, you know, we felt good.
Yeah, and I got heavily criticized for sort of making a comment, you know, that Coach Hurley and Coach REM are 4 million times more popular than the average legislator. And I didn't mean it. You know, what I was trying to say is exactly that. It brings so much happiness and joy to our state where we can be a little negative. It has nothing to do with politics. No one, when you go to a UConn game, is a Republican or Democrat. You're not worried about your socioeconomic status. You're not worried about any of that stuff that can divide this country so often. We're all UConn fans.
Why'd you get you know? Crap for that? Why'd
you get that? You know, because some of these guys who got ink, you know, they just love to be critical of you. So I got hit hard for that. Oh, I'm a sycophant for UConn. I'm a cheerleader for our state. And there, I'll tell you what, there are more people that stay in Connecticut, especially in their retirement years. One of the greatest assets we have of not going to Florida and South Carolina is that they want to go to the UConn basketball games.
Yeah.
And they live here because they want to do that. It's amazing what it means to our state, the notoriety it brings. And so, you know what? I'm always going to be a homer. I'm always going to support our flagship university.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we lost the broadcast rights, and Calhoun was a pain to cover. I covered him. He was a pain. But I'm gladly a sycophant for UConn sports. I love the hockey program and the baseball program. Because if we didn't have them, what would we have? I mean, I love the Yard Goats and the Wolf Pack, but I mean, come on, I think that's crazy. Anything else you want people to know about? I mean, is this it for special sessions, or might we have more? I mean,
they're hard to do in an election year. I mean, let me tell you the problem with the special session, right? We're down 35 people tomorrow, so you don't have full representation because people have vacations planned, right? They have things that they've already – this is a part-time legislature, so you only have 120 people. People go in grumpy because they don't want to be there. People are grumpy because the bill they wanted wasn't included. People are grumpy because the bills that are included they don't like. And then people are just grumpy generally. There's nothing worse as the speaker or the Senate president than a special session. There is never smiles. It is just a lot of people who are complaining. And I get it. It's really hard. But the governor has an unbalanced amount of power because he controls the call. And so special sessions are not great for legislatures. I've always said that. So could we do another one? Sure. There's environmental bills I'd love to get to. Maybe the Officer Pelletier issue. But timing is difficult, and you got to get a lot of parties to agree pretty quickly. And, you know, it's just a hard thing. But we will go in and do what we have to do tomorrow and today. But as I will tell, as the speaker before me said to me, and as I will tell my successor, avoid special sessions if you can. Yes.
Well, you have my approval to spend some taxpayer money on some donuts, and free food tends to make everybody happy.
I appreciate that. I'm going to need more than a donut after tomorrow, trust me.
Yeah, well, good luck, and we appreciate the time, Speaker.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Brian. Talk to you soon.